He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
712 and 46 degrees. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. And it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Make sure you check out drjohnb.com for more information. Good morning, Dr. Braccio.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Before we talk about our topic, I'm going to pass this news on. It's not the greatest of news, but since we're going to talk about divorce this morning, Charlie Bell, who we've had on this program before, is divorced from his wife, former wife Kenya Bell, who pleaded guilty to attacking Bell with a box cutter in 2011. Now, that divorce is finalized, but it is going to cost Mr. Bell a lot of money. He has to pay $1,000 a month in child support for their two children. She gets a Michigan condominium. He gets a condominium in Las Vegas. She gets $750,000 in cash plus half of his 401k. She gets the full custody of the children. So here's an ugly situation as the former Miss Bell, Kenya, was on TV also on Basketball Wives, so that dirty laundry was being aired. It was just a very, very messy situation. It seems like divorce usually is that way, Dr. Braccio.
Well, divorce is really a horribly traumatic experience under the best of conditions. Whenever you put the mixture of love, sex, children, commitment, long-term dreams, and they become shattered, it becomes a pretty horrible, messy thing, even under the best of conditions, because people are really losing a dream, something they had, this idea of living together for a lifetime, just sharing bliss in a way, sharing even if there was going to be pain and some misery along the way, they'd be together as a team. But then divorce comes and destroys and shatters those dreams. Pretty horrible, and that is kind of an extreme, maybe on television to watch and see, but it happens on a different scale, or even a bigger, less scale, call it whatever you will, every day.
As I've watched a couple of my friends get divorced, what just pierces my heart is the thought that those parents won't be with their kids every day.
That's right. And the kids, of course, are the ones who suffer the most, ultimately, because they didn't ask to be born, of course. But you're right. And often, when you get these horrid divorces, one parent does kind of take over. Some cases that can be good, but on the other hand, it separates children from a parent, and often that leads to guilt for a lifetime by the children growing up. What could they have done differently? Were they the cause of the divorce? Why doesn't one of my parents love me or care for me? So it's there's no way to really turn a situation, even the worst of situations, that there are not going to be some negative impacts on people. That doesn't mean there aren't some divorces that it's best people that get away from each other, particularly in the severely abusive situations. But even there, you have children, you'll have spouses, you have guilt, you have anger, you have frustration. Just really a pretty messy ordeal any way you look at it.
Dr. Braccio, I listened to a sportscaster. His name is Colin Cowherd, and the name of his show is The Herd. And he's talked about his divorce and how he and his ex-wife chose to handle it, was their best friends. They both have remarried, but they made sure that their kids were taken care of and comforted, and they remain very positive partners, if you will, in nurturing those kids, and they live on different coasts. So with some work, effort, and planning, that can be done.
Well, I think the when you can have what I call civilized divorce, when you can get people that can get a divorce, work out the best thing for the children as best you can. It's still not the best for the kids, I might add. It may be best based on the circumstances. But if you can do that and be civilized, work on communication, respect differences in each other, then there's no question that that can be very good for the children, can be good for the spouses, can be good for everyone based on a bad situation. The problem is, Tony, it's not that easy to get that going. Often you have such differing views on even parenting that when the divorce occurs, the arguments on how to parent continue along the way. But there's no question, if you can get people that can have a civilized divorce, can work on counseling together, can work on communicating, seeing what is the best for the children is for each child to have a good relationship with each parent. When people can do that, absolutely, it's overwhelmingly the best thing to do. And in divorce, there can be an upside, definitely, for the people, because they can develop better self-esteem, they can get a new career, they can kind of find the butterfly within them, if you will, and it can be ending abuse, physical, psychological. It can even end a lot of parenting arguments by having the parents separated, if you will, and respecting the other's use of parenting, but having better control themselves with their children. Person can get rid of a controlling spouse. There can be even financial independence now or in the future. So they're coming out of a divorce, there are some positives in a terrible situation if people can be working and advancing themselves and trying to do the most they can if there are children involved. But very, very difficult, very dicey situations by any way you want to measure it.
We invite our listeners to check out drjohnb.com. That's his website. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.